big fish while walking in a rotten flower. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Researchers at the State University of New York at Stony Brook say that keeping big fish and throwing back the little guys may be a bad idea. They set up tanks of Atlantic fish and tried different fishing strategies. And when they kept the big fish and threw back the little ones, it took only a few generations before the size of the average fish began dropping dramatically. That may explain why the big ones keep getting smaller. The gecko lizard can scamper up smooth surfaces, including glass. In the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a research team reveals how the lizard does it. Its feet are covered with millions of tiny hairs, and each hair has a bundle of branches at the end. This arrangement creates electrical bonds with any dry surface. The researchers made their own tiny gecko feet, and they worked fine. The discovery could lead to a new variety of dry adhesive. Finally, at Virginia Tech, botanists were thrilled when their gigantic corpse plant finally bloomed. The rare plant flowers just once every 4 to 10 years, producing a flower a yard wide and smelling of rotting flesh. Why? Well, because instead of being pollinated by bees or hummingbirds, this flower is pollinated by flies. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.